Mitchell Trubisky was benched for injury reasons only, a couple big-name Steelers are hurt, Tua has surgery, and the NFL heads to Mexico City tonight. From Sports Illustrated, I'm Mitch Goldich, and this is MMQB News. Each and every weekday afternoon, we'll bring you the biggest news and most important stories from across the NFL. Here's what you need to know from Monday, November 18th. Mitchell Trubisky's struggles for the 4-6 Bears have been a story all year, as the offense has struggled to find the same success as last year when they went 12-4. So it wasn't totally surprising to see Chase Daniel enter the game last night, with Chicago stuck on just 7 points late in the second half against the Rams. Many fans and analysts have called for Trubisky's benching anyway to see if Chase Daniel can help lead a playoff push. But Bears coach Matt Nagy is standing by his quarterback and has said that the QB change last night was strictly injury-related. Nagy said, quote, "Every decision that we made, it had zero to do with his play. Zero. It was completely based off the injury that he had last night and where he was at." Nagy added that Trubisky is, quote, "absolutely the starter next week against the Giants if he's healthy." It was a relatively quiet day for injuries yesterday, but we got some news today about several Steelers who played on Thursday night. Juju Smith-Schuster left the game against the Browns with a concussion, and Adam Schefter reports that on the same play he injured his knee, and the Steelers don't know if he'll be able to play Sunday against Cincinnati. Fellow wide receiver Deontay Johnson also left the game with a concussion, so the Steelers could be shorthanded despite having a few extra days this week. Meanwhile, Tom Pelissero reports that running back James Conner's AC joint injury isn't worse than it was when he left the Browns game Thursday night, but that his status is still up in the air. The Steelers are 5-5, currently a game out of the AFC's final wildcard spot. Maybe the most important injury that NFL fans are watching this week involves a player who's not even in the league yet. Alabama's star quarterback Tua Tagovailoa was the top prospect in football coming into the season, leading mock drafts and landing in headlines about teams tanking just for the chance to draft him. Now his season is over, after dislocating his right hip in Saturday's win over Mississippi State, with the team already up 35-7 at the time. Today's news is that Tua underwent successful surgery. Alabama's team physician said today that, quote, "the procedure went as planned and he is resting comfortably. Tua's prognosis is excellent, and we expect him to make a full recovery. He will return to Tuscaloosa in the next several days to begin his rehab." This is obviously great news for a promising young player. It was a little scary to see comparisons this weekend to Bo Jackson, whose career was ended by a similar injury. But now that Tua is expected to be fine, there are all kinds of new questions. Could he decide to come back for another season at Bama? How will his recovery timeline affect the scouting process? Would he fall in the draft as a result? So, we'll wait and see what happens with Tua moving forward. And remember, several other QBs are out there in the draft, including Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert, Jalen Hurts, and Jake Fromm. And finally, tonight's game is an AFC West showdown in Mexico City. The Chiefs are 5.5-point favorites against the Chargers tonight. The Chiefs are tied with the Raiders at 6-4 and 2 games ahead of the Chargers in the AFC West. This is the NFL's return to Estadio Azteca after last year's game between the Chiefs and Rams was moved from Mexico to LA at the last minute because of concerns about the field condition. Both teams now sound confident that the field is in good shape for tonight. The Chargers spent a week practicing in Colorado to prepare for the altitude, and the Chiefs are 23-3 against the AFC West since 2015. That's the MMQB news for today. Subscribe and listen wherever you get your podcasts each and every weekday afternoon. For more NFL analysis, check out the MMQB NFL podcast and the MMQB on the web at si.com/NFL.